peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have been looking at the promises of the Savior as they began at the very beginning of time and through the various events in Scripture. Today we get to the time when the promise was fulfilled, and that was fulfilled in the death of Jesus. So we take a look at the death of Jesus as he fulfills the promise. I read out of Luke 23. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching all of these things. It finally has come to this. Does it ever seem odd to you that we call it Good Friday? That we celebrate the death of Jesus, crucifixion, the cross, and we call it Good Friday. What came together that day was all bad. All of the sin of the world, all of the cruelty of the army of Rome, all of the hatred of the devil, all of the conniving of those rulers who wanted Jesus dead, it all came together on that day. No wonder God hid the sun, and we call it Good Friday. I guess it had to happen. Death was always going to be the end. I don't know when people started thinking about it so much. Maybe from the very beginning. I don't know, because it was very foreign to Adam and Eve. When God said, "If you eat the fruit of this tree, you're going to die," they had no experience with what death meant. So maybe it didn't feel that real to them, but it came home suddenly and horribly when one of their own children, their first two children, one of them killed the other. And just like that, they lost both of them. Death takes away. And they sure knew what death was then, and they knew what it felt like then. Now we never get away from it. Someone dies and we hear the news and we think about their loss and the changes that death brings into the world. We go to funerals, we read obituaries, we contemplate death. We get bad news about our own health and we wonder if we are ready to die, or we wonder if we have done all we're supposed to do. Death is very much a part of our life. God made a promise, if you sin, you die. And from that moment on, everything was different in all of creation, because now life would have an end. Can you imagine? All of a sudden, life would have an end. You would run out of time. You would get old. You would suffer loss. You would have to say goodbye. Death became the worst thing that could happen, and that remains so. I listened to the news. In Los Angeles, some nut ran into a police department and shot a policeman 7 times. What did I want to know immediately? Did he live? It's the question we ask. From car wrecks to cancer, the question we have is, will they live or did they die? When we measure a disaster, many times it's not the cost of the building that falls down. We want to know how many people died. On a more personal note, often death is how we measure us too. Death is in our future. Can we get everything done we're supposed to get done before we die? And have you ever felt like you had all those things you were going to do, what people call a bucket list, and it seems too late because you have worn out, or you're too tired, or there's no longer able to do those things? Can you get all your life done before you have to die? And are you ready for the moment that you die? Some of the most meaningful conversations I've ever had with people happen when they are at the end of life and death is near. And in those talks, we never talk about the weather. We never talk about politics. We never talk about sports. When time is short, you talk about what is important. Many times, the conversation is about you. They talk about the people that they have had close to them in their life, and that's very much a part of the conversation. And you remember silly stories from years ago, because now you look back and you know they weren't silly, because they were special and they were important, and you talk about that. And mostly, though, you cover one subject until you have it thoroughly, completely clear. You cover where you have been, of course, but mostly you talk about where you are going, because you know when you are at that moment when death is near, that's really all that ever mattered in your entire life, was where are you going to be the moment after you die. Death is a whole new thing for you when you're at that moment. Death is a dividing line between where you spent a little bit of this life here, a dividing line between that and where you will spend forever and ever and ever. We call it Good Friday because on that day, death was beaten down. And at that moment when we die, we suddenly have a reason to celebrate and we have a victory. Do you want to go to heaven? Almost everybody does. Jesus made a way for that to be true. He promised to Martha when they were mourning the loss of their brother who had been dead 4 days. He said, if you believe in me, you will never die. On the cross, he made it true. Stand with someone who is dying. Be with them at the last, and you will see someone who is not ending. Over and over again, I have seen someone who is beginning a new adventure, a new kind of life, and I so frequently see that in their eyes and in their expressions and even often in what they say, that they've already glimpsed the world that is coming next. That Friday was good because death was conquered by good. Death was conquered by the Savior who loved us so much. All that remains is for you to be a part of the victory. You see, that's the thing that worries us the most. We wonder, we are people who believe in heaven. We are people who believe in God. We are people who believe in the cross. We trust that Christmas is real. We trust that Good Friday is real. And we trust that Easter is real. The thing that plagues us sometimes in our life is we wonder if we are connected to it. Where you live forever is the most important thing. Can you know for sure that your destination is heaven? Faith in Jesus Christ is a thing you need to keep simple. There's an expression called KISS, keep it simple, stupid. I know stupid's not a good word. I only use it because it's, you know, it's an S word, and there's other worse words than that with S. So keep it simple, stupid maybe does apply to us sometimes, because you need, Jesus said, to receive him like a child receives him. Not complicated, not explaining, not understanding. Simply, it is real, and I trust that it's real. When you begin to wonder if you are prepared to die, if you are ready to breathe your last, if you get the news that now is your moment, if it happens very suddenly, if you get that sudden news, are you prepared for that? You keep it simple, stupid. Do you believe the facts of salvation, that he did die on that awful Friday and that he did rise again on Easter? When you believe that truth about Christ, you are prepared. And I guarantee that is guaranteed for you, that you will not be afraid when you die, that you are prepared for that, because Jesus came into the world to pay a mighty price for your salvation. He's not going to let you slip away at the last instant of your life. He hangs on to you with a power that is divine and that is majestic and that is loving, and he carries you through that moment. God grant it in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard this treasure we have in Jesus. Amen.